Welcome back to the Press Box, and my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker joins me once again for our Saturday preview show. Take it away.
Buzzman. Gener, great talking to you again. And before we go any further, we'd remind you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Here we turn our attention again this week to New York and the Spa, and a good one, the great one, Alfred G. Vanderbilt.
You know, when you get to Saratoga, these kind of race meets, Buzzy, like Keeneland and in, you know, in its traditional times, formats, but these are great race meets. And, you know, although the fans aren't allowed on the premises at Saratoga, much to the chagrin of racing enthusiasts around the country, the racing still goes on, and the grade ones and the grade twos and the grade threes still go on. And the Spa is one of those traditional historic places where the best go to run against the best.
Okay, so obviously a class field, you can say that literally about every race at Arlington Park, but certainly when you look at the Vanderbilt, you look at one horse that's had a tremendous amount of success, and that's Whitmore.
Yeah, you know, Whitmore is now 7 years old, Buzzy, and, you know, you don't see these kinds of horses sticking around and racing at this age for the most part, but you know, trained by Ron Moquette, and you know, the connections have always done well by this horse. They've given him time in between races, and they've given him time off. And, you know, he's really kind of developed a circuit kind of over the years, coming races down at Oaklawn Park and does very well in Hot Springs. And then he comes north. He races at either at Keeneland or Churchill Downs, and then he goes to New York. And, you know, they give him plenty of time, and he's maintained his consistency. Just a tremendous race record, especially at the 6 furlong distance that they'll be contesting today at Saratoga.
Okay, so obviously Whitmore, with all that success, that coming, and I think it's an interesting point to make, all that success comes after a 19th place finish in the Derby. But as you said, they took their time with him, got him in the right spot. So obviously he's a horse that sticks out even in this field. But how are you going to play him, my friend?
Well, you know, this, you bring up a great point, is that a lot of people say, well, the Derby horses, you never hear of them again. But and here's a prime example of a horse that just, you know, proved that he didn't like to go that length of distance. And once they got him back to the sprint, you know, distances, he's had a remarkable career. Over $3 million in earnings. And, you know, Buddy, I mentioned that he's raced 21 times on the 6 furlong distance. His record in those 21 starts is 12-6-2.
Wow.
So 20 times out of 21, he's been on the board. The only time he was off the board at 6 furlongs was in 2017 when he ran in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Del Mar when he was 8 in that particular race. But, you know, Buzzy, he will, in my view, he will not be the favorite today.
Okay.
And I think that distinction will go to a horse named, I'm looking for it here, Volatile.
Just like you, Volatile.
Defines me. Volatile is trained by Steve Asmussen. And, you know, he's really developed. This is a son of violence. And this horse is, you know, Steve Asmussen had Mattoli last year and was the champion sprinter. And this, a lot of people are comparing this horse as favorably to Mattoli. I don't know if that's fair to Volatile or not, because Mattoli may have been one of the best sprinters that we have seen in a long, long, long time. But this horse won by 7.5 lengths when an allowance company on April 24th at Oaklawn. He came back. He ran a huge race in the Aristides at Keeneland. I mean, at Churchill Downs, he wins by 8 lengths in that race.
Right.
And actually, I think Volatile will be the post-time favorite in here, Buzzy. And, you know, I think that Volatile is certainly going to be the speed of the race. And, you know, whether or not Whitmore is going to be the closer in the race, and whether or not Whitmore can get to him is going to be the ultimate question. But I'm going to go with Whitmore, the war veteran. I mean, with that proven record, I'm kind of hoping that something might go with Volatile, but I think Volatile will be the horse to catch and the horse to beat But I'm going to try with Whitmore, Buzzy. He just got way too much class not to use. And I just think that, you know, his race record at this distance just has proven over and over and over again, this is kind of his race.
Okay, so you can get all the Gene selection and you can get all the latest information about what's going on with the beautiful Louisville Thoroughbred Society. You can get all that on the webpage at PressBoxLTS.com or right here on Facebook. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview has been brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Kingman, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great, great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Very soon.
At Lake Destination in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Safely distancing. Love you, pal. Take care.
Love you. See you, brother.
All right, bye.